Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Have you guessed how many sweets we've got yet? Hello, welcome to the news show. It's Thursday, the 11th of December, 2014. I'm afraid for your sins, you got me for all the technology news today. Do you love Minecraft? I do. Yes, me and Ellis love playing it, and fortunately, it's now coming to the Windows Phone. Since Microsoft bought Mojang $2.5 billion later, they've decided to finally give an edition that goes out on the Windows Phone system. It's going to cost you the same, about $7, £4.50, and it'll be available on iOS and Android just like it always was, even though it's already been there for 3 years. Would it have come to the Windows platform without Microsoft buying them? Probably not. Do you like the EETV? Never even heard of it. No, me either until this morning. But apparently, it's not that bad. The basic model is just what it says, basic, and that's what switched a lot of people off from it. But starting today, EETV has got BBC iPlayer, BBC Sport, and BBC News app as well. Isn't that amazing? Something that the Apple TV hasn't got. So it could be worth switching over. Oh, an Amazon Fire TV. I got more boxes than I've got HDMI cables. Stop it. Facebook and Twitter says that 2014 was about protests and sport. They've gone through all the trending topics that they've had during the course of the last year, and they found out that protests against police violence, civil unrest were the top, with the World Cup and the Winter Olympics coming in second. Democracy for Hong Kong was right up there too. Fear not. Facebook is also going to help you follow trends. Rather than just telling you what you were talking about at the end of the year, they're going to say you can watch as you go now. So, there's a big event happening and you don't know where you are, you're out on your phone, the chances are you use something like Twitter to follow the trend in what's going on in the world, not Facebook. Well, Facebook's going to change that. They're going to give you the trending updates so that you can see what's taking place, and you can also control it by your local area as well, so it's not just global stuff. Trending update should be with you on Android in the US very soon, and it should come to the rest of the world and to iOS soon after that. But there's no date. Bad luck. Facebook's also in the news this morning because they're teaching you how to do things on Facebook. They've released some video tutorials, which actually aren't badly made. They look rather nice. The first one, how to block someone's quite funny. It's well worth a watch if you're not sure what to do. And if you want a bit of light entertainment, it'll pass the time as well. We all love Shazam. It's a thing that helps us find those earworms that bug us all day. But it's never done anything at all with Spotify. Until now. Yes, Spotify is going to be integrated with Shazam. So when you find that song that's been pissing you off no end all day, you can go to Spotify and listen to it without having to leave the Shazam app. And it does play counts as well. If you're with RDO, you've already been able to do that for a while. But it's now coming to iOS and Android, and the two are going to be linked. How fab's that? Jawbone wants to help companies keep their employees healthy. Really? I don't think so. Jawbone is saying that they've got this Up for Groups initiative, which is to try and get all the people in the company to have a jawbone and to keep fitness stats and to encourage competition and to huzzah. Yeah, it's okay, that's what it is, but I think it's actually more about selling more jawbones, being the cynic I am. Am I wrong? No. Now, have you ever thought of using anything other than Google Maps? Well, if you're on an iOS device, you've got Apple Maps, of course, and that goes with your MacBook too. But Ovi Maps were always traditionally open source on Nokia. And now the Here Maps are being released as an Android application as well. You can use them instead of having to use the bundled Google Maps. If you're on iOS, you might get excited and think, oh, that'd be wonderful, I can use those again. No, you can't, because iOS won't be getting the Novi Maps until later in 2015. Oh, bad luck. Now, the Google row with the FTC is over. The FTC wasn't happy about the way that in-app purchasing worked on the Google platform, so they had to give it all back, and now they've started. Google has reportedly started the process of paying back those that were hardest hit by the in-app purchases policy, and the compensation could total around $19 million. That's about a minute's worth of advertising on Google, surely. Synaptics is going to do something rather simple and obvious. They're going to put a fingerprint scanner on your trackpad. Okay. Well, we're not overly keen on fingerprint scanners. The one I had to go on at Toshiba years ago was crap. The one on my iPhone is pretty good, but it does miss the odd time, which means that your computer wouldn't open. This thing will be a trackpad that you buy, and it will be available to OEM providers, and they'll stick it inside their computers, and it'll be great. Synaptics, the cynics might say that they might not have the greatest track record with fingerprint scanners, but I wouldn't. Not me. Oh, no. And the Rosetta Space Probe has caused us to rethink of where we got our water. Previously, everyone thought it came from comets, or maybe asteroids, but probably comets. Now we've landed on a comet and we've had a look around, it seems the amount of deuterium that's on there is far in excess of that of our oceans. Therefore, it is unlikely that comets provided our water. And if they didn't come from asteroids, then no idea. And now it's time to cross over to Santa for our crap for Christmas.
Hello, Kyle.
Hi,
Kyle,
Santa. No, it's Ewan.
Who?
It's Ewan.
Oh, shit.
Charming. Oh, let's try again. Come on, Santa, let's sort this out. Come on.
I'm not overly bothered about speaking to you, Reggie.
Why not?
Well, you still owe me for last year.
We didn't do it last year.
The year before.
You come on, let's behave like grown men.
What do you mean, grown men? Grown men pay each other, you tight ass.
Well, people actually honour the agreements that they gave as well.
Well, no.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
You said that you'd do it if I paid you, and you didn't do it that year.
Well, I'm not happy, though.
Well, that's tough.
Not happy at all.
Shut up and get on with it.
Well, yes, all right, I'll get on with it. Today's crap for Christmas is an absolute belter as ever. Absolutely wonderful. One of my favourites, I might buy it myself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the spam costume for adults. Yes, you too can now dress up like a tin of spam.
Perfect for Christmas.
Yeah, I kid you not.
How much?
£49, available on Amazon. Only available in large, though. So it's not going to fit you, Rankin.
Oh, you speak for yourself, mate.
Or me, I suppose. No, okay.
Where were you yesterday?
Yeah, well, sorry about yesterday.
What happened?
Well, just one of those things, I suppose.
We have already paid you, you know.
Anyway, here's hoping Kyle gets better, so I don't have to speak to you again, you sod.
Yeah, charming. Love you too.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas, not sod off.
Tosser. Big show, of course, is up tonight with Righty, Kelly, Jeff, Charlotte and me. That's at 8 p.m. UK time. And we'll be back again for the Max Show tomorrow, but Kyle will cover that. I'm sure he'll be off his sick bed after hearing today's episode of the new show. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at britishtechnetwork@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter at Ewan Rankin. Don't forget to go to britishtechnetwork.com and check out the competition to see how many sweets there are. You can send your entry in using the banner that's on the page. We'll see you again tomorrow, and hopefully Kyle will be back. Thanks for listening.